Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that.
Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
You just threw the fucking muffin at the wall. Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him something.
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
It's Mel
and Vin,
and we're back.
We are back.
We are so back. And today we're back with two very special guests, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then I'm going to tell you why they're so special.
Okay, it's Jess.
Okay, there they are. It's Kay and Jess, and the reason why they're so special is because we are actually starting a sister podcast, I guess we would call it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. You want to introduce it?
Okay, our new podcast is No Shame in Our Game.
Yes, it is. No Shame in Our Game. And so basically a backstory to this is my son-in-law, Mike, is going on deployment for the next 7 months. And we want to be able to give him material that he can listen to while he's there. So he knows that he is always with us and he can hear us whenever he wants. And just so he knows we're missing him and thinking about him. So every episode released from now until the time he gets back from both Humorous and No Shame in Our Game will be dedicated to him. So, Mike, this one's for you.
It's for you, Mike.
It's for you, Mike.
We love you so much. Okay, so that, I don't know, let me just say this. We have another special guest that's going to join us on No Shame in Our Game, but we're not making that announcement yet. We're not doing that spoiler alert here.
Little secret.
You got to stay tuned to find out. But we're really excited to be doing that. And then, of course, Humorous will still be releasing our regularly scheduled program. So, that's that. Otherwise, okay, moving on, let's talk about some not so heavy stuff, right? Okay.
It's
kind of
heavy.
It is heavy. Actually,
it's not
is.
Heavy.
You're right. It was kind of heavy. Okay. Well, today we actually did something really fun. It's actually Jess's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday!
It's your birthday.
So, something that she has been wanting to do for a while that we've been talking about is a rage room. And so we were like, you know what, that'd be really cool to surprise her and do a rage room for her birthday. So, and it just so happened to work out that Vin happened to be here for her birthday.
Yeah.
So it was perfect.
We
got to do the collab podcast event today, right? Because we all got to go together. So.
I want to be a guest. On No Shame.
Absolutely.
Yes. First guest.
Really? It's being said right here.
All right.
Tonight.
Was I the special one?
You're the special
one. Was the announcement?
You'll be the special guest on ours.
There's a lot of hype.
No, you're not that special.
All right, I tried. I want to feel special.
Okay, so we finally went and we did the rage room, and it was It was a lot of fun. I'm going to, everyone, because you know what? This is what we did. We actually got out of the rage room, and then in typical male form, you know how this goes. I talk about this all the time behind the podcast or behind the mic. I say, let's not talk about it till we get behind the mic.
Yeah.
Right? Because I feel like, you know, if we talk about it, then it's kind of, everyone knows everyone else's opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So nobody knows. Like, everyone's like, yeah, it was fun. It was cool. Did you like it? Yeah. But nobody knows.
Kept it short and sweet.
We kept it short and sweet. And nobody knows in detail how everyone felt about the rage room.
Right.
So we're going to find out as you're finding out together.
Yeah.
So we're going to let the birthday girl take it first since it was for her. And no pressure. Listen, I just want you to know. There's no shame in your game, right?
Yay.
So there's no reason for you to be like, oh, I loved it because it was a birthday gift and da-da-da. I want honest opinions here, right? So because there's people out there we know who probably have seen this.
Right.
They want to go rage. They want to go do this,
right?
Let's not mislead them if not. Or let's tell them to go fuck it up if so. You know what I'm saying?
Always
so,
be straightforward.
Yeah.
Always be straightforward. Like with the drink. She was like squirming. Yo, she's squirming. Listen, I made her a drink. I'm going to just, I got a side note. I'm going to throw in the side note now. I was like, I want to make her a drink for her birthday. You know, I want to make it nice. I want her to really enjoy it because it's her birthday.
Yes.
Let's just talk facts. Like, who gives a shit what everybody else's drink is like, right? And I'm looking at her, she's like, yeah, it's good.
They can't see you.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, but she's like, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But she's like taking these small sips.
It's
and
like
then,
she's trying to be nice.
But not breaking eye contact. Like, she's staring. Listen.
But she obviously did not.
But she's staring at me, too. And I think to see, like, if I look over and then, like, look away, I'm like, yo, she don't like this shit.
Yeah.
So just be honest.
She's
like,
low-key, she's like, please get the hoot so I don't have to say it out loud.
I tried to. And then I made another one. And she's like, oh, I think I like it with Sprite and a little bit of grenadine. So I made it. This fucking Sprite is flatter than fucking Taylor Swift.
Oh,
you know,
oh, no, you didn't.
You know,
no, you didn't.
Crazy. It's crazy.
No.
Listen,
no, Taylor
the Sprite is fucking flatter, about flatter than Taylor.
That was
all right,
funny.
Throwing it out there. I threw a little grenadine, a little cranberry, and I think it's worse than the first one. I don't know.
Well, I drank more of that one
for the
other
one.
I wasn't going to say shit, which you know this just. That shit was in there since fucking Valentine's, which was fucking.
Dude,
yes,
but
yes,
so
she wanted it, though. She wanted it, though.
Yo, and then she found, like, a fucking fly in the fucking mixer.
Look, yeah. You should look.
Yo, there was shit
in
the
cup.
That's my fault.
She chugged it.
What?
Mind you, thank God I didn't get my fucking throat and shit.
What? Was it a fly for real?
And he's like, no, he's like, there's something in the cup. I'm like, yeah.
And then I went, I'm like, oh, maybe it's just a mark.
He sticks his damn finger in the shit.
I'm
like, damn.
And then
you
answered a drink.
The drink was gone at this point.
Oh, okay.
She finished the drink.
Right, okay.
But I fucked it up, y'all, so.
She fucked it up, The third drink. The third drink is going
to
be good.
Because
I'm going to make it with the, I'm going to make a nice clean cup.
This one is good though.
I'm going to sanitize everything. I'm going to fucking put on my hazmat suit and go in there. Next to the fucking meat sauce, probably been on my fucking about a good 7 hours. Somebody was fucking eating meat sauce. We'll have lasagnas. And now fucking dinner, so we're not having dinner anymore. I'm going to fucking Chick-fil-A.
Again.
All right.
Hey, no one will probably understand what's going on here, but Mike will. So that's all that matters, right?
But we're, you know, I got off topic.
You did.
I got off topic.
Okay.
I have to go on a sabbatical.
Okay.
I just want to make the girl happy for her birthday. That's all
me
I
too.
Want.
I appreciate
that's
that.
All
that.
We, that's all we want.
All
we
deserve
nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
I'm trying. I might be failing.
Yes.
But I'm trying.
You're not failing.
I'm trying.
You're doing great.
All
right. And you actually paid for Jesse's birthday dinner.
And I really appreciated that.
Very sweet.
Nice.
And honestly, here's my thing, right? You know, the bill was about half of the domain. So I'm about paid up. Anybody else got a birthday that we can fucking that we can knock out the other half of
it? Oh, hell no. I'm going to be cut by that bitch.
Can we knock out the other half and then call it a day?
Back up north.
But thanks, girl. I cashed in on half of that shit.
It's not even her birthday. They're just playing the shit off the fucking... They're like, all right, what are we going to get Ben to fucking shoot some shit here? We want to go to Mika Bonas, but I don't want to pay for it. Oh, it's Jeff's birthday. We'll say...
No, but funny. Let me just. And then we are so off the beaten path.
I know. That's my fault.
No, it's fine. It usually is. But so while we were at the restaurant, we picked a special restaurant on purpose because what they do there and what we've done for years. I mean, we've taken people here and told them it was their birthday and it really wasn't, just so the people can scare them.
Right.
But they take a paper bag and they come behind you and they slam it with their fucking hands and it pops really loud. I mean, it scares the shit out of you.
I don't want to keep getting off track, but like, yo, that's a whole nother debacle. Because I'm like, did you tell the person it's her birthday? She says no. So I get up and play it off like I do have to take a piss, but I play it off like I'm going to take a piss. She starts making it so obvious. She's like, Vin, no, don't worry about it. Vin, I said it's taken care of. Vin, just sit down. And I'm like, yo, I got a piss. She's like, no, Vin, please, sit down.
No, because
the booth did not have support.
That's correct.
And she was trying to sit in a chair, and she was telling Vin, don't make such a big deal. We could just pull up a chair to the booth.
But Jessica, but wasn't making a big deal.
But listen,
I know you were,
but when you asked me, is it taken care of, I thought you meant your back. You didn't say
my back.
I thought you were asking me, is it, and I said, yes. No. And then when you got up and said, oh, wait, hold on, I realized what it was. So I was like, oh, no, Vin.
So she starts talking to me like I'm fucking Fido. She's like, Vin, sit. Sit. All right, bang, flip, bang, play, paw, Vin, paw. I'm like, damn, dude, can I go take
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, can I take a piss? Is that all right? You fucking warden of the goddamn north?
But did you understand what I was trying to tell you? You weren't even getting
it. I did understand.
It.
No, I did, but so I did have to piss.
Okay, all right, okay.
I mean, damn, no. All right. Motherfucking piss.
And that was pissed and then came back.
And then I came back. Okay. Yeah, so I'm sure everyone's hear that, but you know, I had to take a piss. I don't think you know.
Him farting up the fucking stall and shit.
I was about to say, I thought you were going to say I farted in the car at the restaurant. I'm like, no, I don't know I did that. Maybe in the other story, but we don't know.
All right.
Okay. So anyway. So now we're back at the booth before Vin rudely interrupted me. We're back in the booth and so Jess ends up saying, I'm going to pull up a chair and put it here. Cause it was one of those open-ended booths. So like there was a space in between and I was like, yes, great. So somebody got me a chair. Vin got me the chair. Thanks, Vin, by the way.
You're welcome.
So Vin gets me the chair and I go to sit in it. And the minute I sit down, I see the guy that I originally said to him, hey, pop the bag behind her ear. It's her birthday. I see him walking and I'm thinking, oh, shit. I need to move this chair because I am right in the line of fire for this bag, and it's going to end up scared. And as this thought process was going through my head and I was thinking about it, this motherfucker comes over and pops the fucking bag. And I am pretty sure I screamed louder than Jess.
Oh, I saw.
I was scared.
Both the reaction?
Shit.
Me taking a bag?
You jumped way more. She, like, twitched.
But she said what you said. You were like,
I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, she said, oh, shit. And she looked it. And she made, like, direct eye contact with the guy. I was like, like, it literally scared me. And Kaylee was even like, were you really scared or were you kidding? I'm like, no, I was fucking terrified.
My thing on it, my point of view, because I know the situation, obviously, like, I've been there before, I knew what was going down and stuff, so I was trying to get my camera out, I didn't know when they were coming, Vin was barely finished with his food, so I'm like, well, to be sure, they're gonna wait till they take all the plates off and stuff. They didn't waste no motherfucking time with that bitch. They came out of nowhere, I'm like, on my Snapchat, like, about to record, and it come out of nowhere, and it just happened so fast, They come out with a big sombrero. That one was like the broken down.
But I'm convinced that that's the fucking broken down version, dude. Because first of all, I had to plate my own to-go food. He goes, I'm like, can I have this to-go? He goes, yeah, here. And he like throws this plastic shit at me. When I cash out, I get this fucking little receipt, no pen.
Wait, actually, you did not get the
it was waiting when I came back from the bathroom.
No, the check was waiting. He never brought you your box.
No box.
I had to ask him again. Like,
where's my doggy bag?
I'm like, I don't know. He left you the check.
The doggy bag.
You okay?
Oh, yo.
You all right?
I'm all right.
Okay, we're great. We're doing great.
If I die on this episode, this is my son. All right, so anyway.
Well,
it's the drink.
Yeah. So anyway.
Is there a fly in it?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little fucking receipt. It looks like fucking that you get at a gas station. There's nowhere to. Yeah, so I go, I give him.
It's like cut off on the bottom. Yeah. It was.
And then
like,
I go, can I have the to-go bag? He fucking slides over this plastic fucking piece of shit thing that's brittle as hell. And I fold it, and I'm like, can I have a shopping bag to put it in a plastic bag? No pen.
By the way, Mr. Dramatic, I'm pretty sure that piece of shit box is the standard box from everywhere. Let's not get dramatic. That's a standard closing box for every restaurant. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Whatever. Just a bunch of shit,
No, but this is what I thought was weird. This was really weird. I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody.
He said happy birthday to her like 14 times. Like, all right, dude, get the fucking boy. Yeah, I think he had a thing for her. He fucking liked her.
The little kid.
He would like creep though in the back of the corner and be like,
happy birthday.
he was like the Adam Sandler movie. Like, can I touch your foot? What was that movie? Where he would bust out of the corner? It would be right behind the booth. He'd be like, happy birthday. And then he would walk away.
I don't know. I don't remember that movie. I don't know.
Mr. Deeds.
Oh, okay. Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds, that's it. Not yeah, because sure he had the frostbite tone. But whatever, we got off on that. You know, this is the one we came to talk about.
All right, now we're on it, so we might as well talk about it. So what I was saying, this is very weird. I've never had this happen before, but he wants to go slide your card, and I don't know if he did it in the wrong form or fashion, but he came back and said, sir, can you come here and put your PIN number? I've never had that happen to me before, ever.
When you guys weren't even at the table, he was like, oh, here's the receipt. You can pay here.
What?
So it was like, he said, you can pay right here. Like, you didn't have to go take it up. So then at the end.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sit my ass down, and I'm finally, like, comfortable. And then she's like, oh, I think you have to pay up front. I go, motherfucker, listen, if I go have to walk to the front, I'm walking out the door.
He did.
I'm not getting back up, walking up front, paying the bill, walking back to the booth, coming back, signing the thing, walking back up front, pay the bill, walk back on my food and leave.
But that is what he did. Yeah, that's exactly what he had to do.
But you did it with a smile on your fucking face.
You got time for that?
But that's exactly what you had to do.
I just wanted a beer to go. You didn't fucking have that. The fuck?
So did you rage?
Did I have a fucking Modelo? I was raging.
You were raging.
That's actually where I was getting at. I was fucking sick.
Okay. It beats the sweat and shit.
So that.
In fairness, I was too.
I was nasty.
So that brings us back to the original subject, which, let me just say one more thing before we get off subject again, is, ironically, Ben, you were just having this conversation, you said, with your mom. And you were like, that fuck, I don't know who the fuck would go and pay to go smash shit when you, like, this is, yeah, I don't know who would pay the money. And then, I don't know who would waste it. Fuck that, right? So, and then here, you know, a week or two later, here he is in a rage room. So he actually got that experience. And we'll find out when we get to him if you thought when you said that was correct still, or if you still stand by that. Okay, so. Birthday girl. Hey.
All right, y'all. I really like the rage room. You know, Melissa gave me and Kaylee a pep talk before getting us in the right headspace to go in there and break shit. But I think it was a good time. We had really loud music playing. You got to break whatever the fuck you wanted, had it back, let out all your rage, all your stress, all your anxiety, anything. Yeah. So, I really enjoyed it. I don't know about y'all, but...
You enjoyed it. What was your favorite thing to smash?
The bottles with the bag. That shit.
That was good.
Yeah.
And there was a car in there, and what was that pile of stuff? It was like TVs, washing machines, random ass shit.
It was like doors off things,
right?
Sheet metal,
like a laptop, like a broken
laptop. There was a pile. Yeah, there was like okay. So what it was like wood tables, and the tables had 5 gallon buckets filled with like beer bottles, wine bottles. And then there was another one with, like, plates, coffee mugs, and stuff. I actually set her up something for her birthday. I, like, balanced the plate.
He did.
Yeah, I balanced. But it was, like, nice china. It looked nice with a champagne bottle. So I'm like, this is the fancy shit. I'm like, let her bring the bougie shit real quick for the birthday. But go ahead. I'm going to get more into detail.
Let me ask you a question. When you were smashing, I know we were having fun too. We were listening to music, dancing around, we were doing video, whatever. So sometimes you're doing that and you're losing track of the rage part and what you're supposed to be thinking. Was there parts in there where when you actually were smashing anything, you thought of stuff inside internally that you needed to rage about and did it, or did you lose track of that? Because it is easy when you're distracted. You know what I'm saying? And it's happening so fast. So do you feel like you released anything that internally maybe was inside of you?
I feel like I did, but I feel like at first I was like kind of off track because all of y'all, the music is playing. We're like
this is so cool.
It's a new thing, so.
I think I know when her shit came.
Hell yeah.
Because I was watching everybody.
Shit out of that car.
It was when, now you could correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Was it when you went to the little pile of random things?
That in the car.
That's when it kicked in? Because, I saw the fear of God. I was afraid. I didn't know if I was going to make it out of the radio.
Hey, y'all.
I'm like, if we run out of metal and glasses, like, she's going to fucking knock me the fuck out.
I think she had a message for
she's
going to
bash my face in.
What was she gonna? I think she had a message for somebody.
I'm like, so all y'all fucking people causing me stress, just know you heard it here first.
Period.
I'll beat your ass.
Period.
Y'all play.
She was fucking that pile up. Like fucking Michael Myers. She was like, pow, pow, pow. I was like,
did you get that online? Or was that just...
I don't know.
She went off.
That's the thing that pisses me off. So I went on Instagram Live. I went on Facebook Live. And I'm going to try to like screen record them to release them with the episode so you could like see it with this app. I'll figure out a way to do it. But my music was the one attached to the Bluetooth or my phone was. And every time I would go... I could take pictures and it was fine, but when I would go to record in my camera, the fucking music would stop.
Right.
So if I'm recording and there's no music, no one, that kind of inspires you to read,
Hell yeah.
So I could only go live to be able to get videos off my phone, which was quite annoying, to be honest, because I was hoping for...
And what was your song that you picked?
Yeah, good.
And break stuff.
Hell yeah.
The best song ever.
Yeah.
The best song ever
for that situation.
Mind y'all, they played this the night before, dropped a little Easter egg, and I didn't even fucking know. And then they told me today, so I was like, okay, y'all.
But the best part of the Easter egg is when we played it, because I was like, then when this comes on, turn it up and just be like, this is my jam, and let her hear the words, and let's...
It's not even my jam.
And let... Yeah, it's not. And we'll both scream like, give me something to break. Give me something to break. So we were on four. But then she started singing a little.
Yeah.
We were like, holy shit, you know this song. So she actually...
She comes up, break your fucking face tonight. I'm like, oh shit, that's all right.
And then we got so excited that she knew it. But yeah, she still didn't know we were dropping an Easter egg. But So anyway, okay, moving on. Kay.
Yes.
Same question. Let's start with your review of it. And then if you remembered to take a minute to think about experiences or, situations that you wanted to rage and release.
So I did like it a lot. I had seen reviews on it and... what's it called? I've seen reviews and videos on like what Rager was wearing, so I was aware of it and stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, that would be fun. Like, whenever we had seen it together, yada, yada. And so I liked it. There were times when I was trying to capture videos and pictures myself. So in those moments, like, yeah, I kind of got sidetracked, which is fine. But, yeah, there were definitely those times where I was, like, you know, thinking back on, I don't know, you just got to release shit sometimes. You never really, you know, people have different ways to do with that. I guess rage rooms are one of them, which I've never experienced, but it was a good experience. I mean, I had a good time, and it was fun just, you know, breaking shit, just, you know, letting go of feelings and shit, low-key. Which I don't know if it's different for a guy and shit. Maybe it's different mentally for a girl, but there was this one, I think it was, like, for the new year. I was low-key thinking about going to one, but I didn't, like, bring up the idea or nothing, but it was just, like, I had so much shit that one year where I was like, okay, maybe mentally, like, this would be a good thing to just, like, let out my feelings and stuff. Like, it was just a bad year. Start off with, like, fresh feelings, fresh, like, whatever, like, get all those feelings out. But I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I had a good-ass time.
Okay. Very good. All right. Hey, there you go. It. You heard it there first. Ben, would you like to take it next, or...
You
can
go. I mean,
okay.
He's like, ladies first.
Okay. So I enjoyed it. But I do feel like I was more just wanting to capture the moments and get the videos. So maybe I didn't take full advantage of the rage room. That said, and maybe just the one we went to, not sure. I think I was a little disappointed in the room itself. But only because, so you get 30 minutes, which is fine. I mean, that part's fine. It goes by really quick, obviously. But I felt like there should have been more personal items, which you guys did say, like, oh, you kind of got to the game last because you were videoing and stuff like that. So there, you know, there were quite... But I still felt like there should have been 30 minutes worth still. You know what I mean? The car, and maybe it was just me, I was expecting it at least to have fucking windows that you could smash. That was disappointing for me. I didn't expect just a beaten up car that the windows were already smashed in. Like, I was imagining us all fucking smashing the windows out. You know what I mean? And so, because I guess what I had envisioned in my mind... I mean, I'm sure that car did start out with windows, and they just don't change up, right? But basically, it was just a big piece of tin. Now, it was fun, because you did get to get on. She said you could stand on top of it. She said it'll hold all of you if you want. I mean, at one point, you guys got up. You were all dancing on it.
Yeah.
So, like, that part was cool. But, and even that pile that you were talking about that Jess was smashing... you couldn't take it and throw it in. Like, all you could literally do is take your bat and hit it, which is fine. Sometimes that's what you have to do. But I guess in terms of that, I could put something outside of my house and do it.
Right.
So do you know what I'm saying? So I guess in some terms, a little disappointing. But it was a fun experience, and I had a great time. I had a great time watching... you guys rage and you guys, you know, whatever. Like I said, I maybe didn't take full advantage of it. I guess it, for me, it would be one of those things I could say, like, okay, I did it once and, like, I don't have to do it again. However, you know, if there was a situation that I felt like I was like, I might be like, you know what? Now I'm ready to go to one of those places and give my full into it. So I guess, you know, as much as I would say, one and done. If I came into a situation, then I might, because it is a good release. And then, you know, the few times I did go and start smashing the car with you guys or the bottles, I would try to make myself and remember, okay, this is what I'm releasing, or I'm angry about this. I would try to make myself in that mind frame so I was releasing. And I don't know, was it you who told me? Somebody told me, one of you maybe, if not somebody else, that sometimes people, like, they'll bring something in and maybe write something in it. Yeah. So, like, you know, whatever they're upset with or whatever they physically want to release from them and smash that. And it's almost like symbolism, like, okay, tired of people taking advantage of me, fucking boom, I'm done, right? That I think that's actually really cool. And maybe if I did go back, would like to try that, where I'm actually throwing away negative shit and, you know. But anyway, so that's my review. It was a great time. Loved watching y'all. If I ever was in a rageful situation, may go back to take full advantage, you know, better advantage of it. But yeah, because of those little things, it was just like, oh, okay, well, this is it. And then when we were all into it and they're dancing on the car, everyone's having a fucking great time. All of a sudden the music goes off out of nowhere and we're like, what the fuck? And we're all looking around the room and the lady's standing there because our session was over and it's like, oh, fuck, it's done. So it, yeah, obviously 30 minutes goes quick. We know that on the daily anyway. So anyway, I gabbed for fucking ever here. Ben, let's get to you.
All right. So going in there, I was like, who the fuck would ever pay money? Like, I go to a junkyard with a sledgehammer and do some shit and probably have more fun because it has windows. It's a full car. But then as soon as we go in, she's going through all the stuff. I'm like, hey, yeah, it's fucking bottles. All right, cool. There's a car.
I was barely listening.
No, but then she says something that triggered me.
Okay.
She goes, there's this thing, and I've had it in my old spot for 8 years or something.
Yes.
Yeah, we already talked about it all the time. Barrel. The fucking over-competitiveness.
Yep, the barrel.
All right, dude, I have to now. So I noticed that the barrel, she said nobody's dented the thing.
At all.
Nobody's dented it. But when I looked at it, it had a hole, and then it had a plastic cap. So apparently nobody's knocked the plastic cap off. That thing's fuckers on there like crazy. I'm like, man, I'm at least going to get this plastic cap off. If not, I'm going to try to dent it. We'll see what happens. From that point on, that was my fucking sole mission.
Yes, it was.
I'm like, I'm going to break a couple bottles. Break a couple bottles. I'm going to have fun with the girls. And then I'm going to go over here and do my thing.
Yes.
Because I have to do this. As a man, I just want to do this shit. All right?
And it was funny from our view. Yes. He was fucking smashing.
I got the cap off.
Did you?
Which is fucking, what, 8 years, she said? Okay. Nobody could get one cap. I don't know.
Did you tell her?
I don't know about denting it.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a little bumps, but it already had a little bumps.
Yeah.
It had little bumps in it, and I definitely put a couple little bumps, but I did not dent it.
Did you tell her that?
Nothing noticeable. Yeah, I'm like, she's like, oh. She's like, okay.
Okay.
So whatever. I go to the car, you know, I'm bashing it, and I'm breaking bottles, and I'm like, I don't even know if this does anything. Like, I release my anger on the daily. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just go off on people. I do. So I don't have a lot of pent-up rage. Because I don't hold stuff in like that.
Right.
But I did just have that release. And this is going to come into play later on.
Okay.
Me going to the rage room, I think, helped me be a bigger man today. All right? So we leave the rage room. What? You're looking at me, whatever. So we go on this crusade. You know, we get lost. We're in the line. Whatever. We're stuck in line. We come to find out the line wasn't even a line. We could have just went to the left and gone. I'm telling you now, it's whatever. It's fine.
All right, so
that's not what I was mad at, though. Okay. That's not what I'm mad at. We're going to go get juices to make these birthday drinks.
Okay.
I'm having fun. We're having fun. I'm trying to have fun with everybody. Okay?
Yeah.
All I want to do is party with these people and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's my fucking vibe.
That's your vibe.
The whole fucking bitch don't kill my vibe. Listen. So I go in the store, and I'm like, I'm pointing at people like I'm on stage. I'm like, do it.
Mind you, we're in the smallest city ever. It's like, there's hardly anyone out, but the people who are, they're smiling at us. They're laughing.
Yeah, the person walking in was laughing.
He was laughing. We came in singing. We were singing down the aisles.
I'm like,
yeah.
So we walked down one of the aisles, and I'm singing Living La Vida Loca, and we're by ourselves, and we pass this old man getting some fucking bacon. And he's taking, like, he's eyeing every fucking cut of it. He's got the center cut. He's got the poor bacon, the turkey bacon, the Hillshire Farms bacon, the thin bacon, the pre-cooked bacon. He don't know what the fuck he wants. He's obviously walking around. And I do a little shimmy. I'm like, gotta, 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 love me. Yo, he looks at me and says some crazy shit, and I just keep walking into the aisle like I didn't even fucking hear it.
Yeah, you did.
Let me tell you something. If I didn't go to the rage room, you know me.
Yeah.
I would be like, fuck you say, bro.
Yeah.
I would have, the whole vibe would have stopped, and I'd be like, what did you just say to me? And I would have looked at him, and it might have been a problem. I'm not saying, trying to say you're being a tough guy. I'm not saying anybody would have smacked him, but I would have called him out and been like, why are you being a dick?
Yeah.
I'm here having fun.
Right.
I'm here with my niece, her friend, it's her birthday. We're trying to have fun. What the fuck is your deal?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I'm not doing anything. I'm not harming you. I'm not touching you. I'm not pranking you.
Right.
I'm not, like, farting on you. I'm not putting shit in your carriage.
Yeah, right.
It's not even that serious, bro.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, when he first said it,
you fucking uptight motherfucker.
What did he say? He said, you want something, bro?
You want something?
He said, you want something?
Yeah.
Okay. Country accent, he was like something, but he was like, you want something?
Okay.
Something
what
like
does
that.
That mean?
You want something, like, basically saying, like,
you want something?
Is that
what
he meant?
Yeah.
Even then,
it's like, do you want something?
Is he talking crazy?
Dancing behind him, which I think he saw you in the reflection of the...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's because he was so quick. Like, as soon as... You didn't even walk away fully.
And
he was,
like, turned around.
So this is what I'm going to say to you. Thank God for the rage room, yeah. When I first turned around, I started laughing because I thought he was kidding.
Me too.
I thought he was kidding.
Genuinely.
He had a smirk on his face, like almost. Like there was like a smirk on his face. So I'm like, oh, like he's kidding. And so we're kind of laughing. And then he said it again.
Yeah, he repeated himself.
And because you kept walking. So
he kept walking.
He said it again, and he said it like with more.
I'm having a good time.
He said it with more conviction the second time, and then that's when I was like, oh fuck! And we all started looking at each other like, what the fuck?
I was hard to find. Yeah. I was in the aisle right next to him.
And he just stood there.
If he really wanted a problem, he could have came down that aisle, and we would have had a real rage room.
Oh, that's right.
Clean up on aisle six.
Okay, so. So you had a delayed reaction to the rage room. It didn't release anything, but but also you had that release. You had that release. If you think about it, you had that release.
I think it did help.
Your endorphins, you know, everything. Yeah. Well, something must have been happening because you're walking in the store. You're stinking. Yeah, we fuck around, but you don't usually do that.
Maybe not in the store.
Not like that, right. So I feel like it did give you something internally, even before that. And then when that guy said it, you just kept going. So, like, I just ignored him.
He gave us all stuff. We were singing the whole way home.
We were singing in the store.
Hell
well,
yeah.
That guy kind of fucked up our vibe, though. Because we did stop singing after.
I was sweating.
You were sweating like a stuffed pig.
I was sweating. I was sweating. And, like, yo, I realized at some point, I think it was with the white thing, because I'm like, I got fucking done this thing. Yo, all of a sudden my mask was like, and the fucking steam.
Yeah. Sure, God, me too.
You had
to keep wiping
off. No, I tried to play it off, though, because I lifted it up. I'm like, I wonder what you see.
I was like,
didn't yours fly off at one point?
Yeah, I did. I swung it so hard that my helmet went flying. Yo, they're hit me with glass one time, and it's my own fault. I walked by Jess and I saw her going. I'm like, you know what? Do your thing. All of a sudden, I felt it.
Shards of glass.
I was
feeling a hit come back and hit where the glass was hitting the wall too, which I'm surprised because rage rooms that I have seen or looked into, it shows that they give you like a protective gear bodysuit type of thing. And so when she just gave us like that head part. And the gloves. Yeah. I was like, shit, this is it. I guess.
Goes to the hospital, because that's on you.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow. I was actually surprised we didn't get something to cover it. And thankfully, you changed your short. Well, you said
I'm wearing a fucking almost sweatpant material with a fucking Warren Lotus T-shirt. And I don't know if anybody listening knows Warren Lotus, but that shit's heavy.
Yeah.
They worn his shirts and they follow the fucking designer shit. That motherfucker is heavy. It's heavier than this.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, like, straight, thick-ass cotton.
Yeah.
So, I got hot really quick.
Okay, in fairness, before we left, I was like, remember where we're going? Because you're like, it got chilly outside. I'm like, yeah, but remember where we're going.
All right, so I should wear shorts?
What?
Well, no.
No, because I'm not. No,
but maybe not something as thick.
Short sleeves.
I know, it was thick.
Yeah.
It was thick. I had a basketball jersey on before. I probably should have worn that.
Were you going to say something? It looked like you were.
Yeah, mind y'all. Okay, can we, like, go back before this? So, I didn't even know we were going here, y'all.
Yes.
Okay. And we were, like, all getting ready and everything. This is taken into the point with getting dressed and everything. So, you know, we did Melissa's makeup and hair, me and Kay. And, you know, we got done, whatever. And so, Melissa goes into the living room. And Jake, her son, is in there. And he's like, oh, Mom, you're going to get something of the, along the lines of, you look dolled up, like, to go to a, what
wreck
did he
it,
say?
Wreck it room. Or
but
something.
All I heard was wreck. And so, I don't know what I was thinking. But I pulled Kaylee's out, and I'm like, are we going to an escape room? Or something. I was like, I don't know. I just caught a piece of something that Jake said, and I kind of feel like he, you know, didn't mean to say it. So anyway, she's like, no.
But did she say escape or rage?
Rage.
I said escape, but
okay.
All I heard was red.
You said rage.
No, I said escape because then you were like, no, we're not going. And then whenever he came in here.
No, she said rage. I promise she did because I was like, I text you a suit after I said I'm pissed because she knows.
Yeah,
I swear
yeah.
I said rage. Are you sure?
I promise you did.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Well, anyway. So I continue get ready, whatever. And then.
So in the meantime, what I did is I'm like, how the fuck are we going to save this? I'm like, I know she heard it. It was clear as day. It was only her and I standing there in the living room, so I know she heard it. He did say wreck instead of rage, but she's a smart girl. She's going to figure it out. So this is what I'm thinking, and so I'm like, how can I rectify this? And then I'm like, I know. I'm going to ask Rich if he – I'm going to tell him, listen, this is how it's going to go down. You're going to walk into the room, and you're going to say, hey, what time are you going to the escape room? And you're going to say it really loud so she could hear. And then I'm going to act pissed at you. And because Jake almost gave. So I'm explaining the details to him. So I'm like, this is how we're going to play this. And then hopefully she'll think, oh, it was an escape room and Jake messed up. So we could just get her off the track of the rage room. Because we really wanted rage room to be a surprise. So that's my end of it. That's what I was doing when you were, and we took it far too. There was one point where I was out in the kitchen talking to him, and I saw her look out with the corner of my eye, and I dead ass stopped the actual conversation that we were having to be like, but you knew it was a fucking surprise, and you said something anyway. It's bad enough that Jake almost ruined it, you know, and now you, because I knew that she was, like, hearing me, because I saw her in the periphery of the eye. And I was hoping that was good enough to play that off. I was hoping that was a good enough play off.
And, y'all, let me just say, there's some motherfucking actors, because I didn't fucking know shit. And I was just like, okay. And it truly was a surprise, truly. Like, I know I probably had, like, an inkling at first, but y'all really threw me off, so... Good job,
Rich
guys.
Put on a fucking...
He did.
He put on a good
production and shit.
He actually went over and beyond because all I said was just come in and say, what time are you leaving? But he fucking walked in, went to the computer, went right by the bathroom where Jess was so she would definitely hear it. Didn't even look in her direction. Walked right to the computer, but knowing she was there with the door open and said... are you guys recording before you go to the escape room? And then I was like, I threw my hands up. Vin, you went, tuh. Like, Kaylee, Vin, and I played our parts, too. Like, we knew to act, like, pissed. And I'm like, well, you know, thanks for ruining the surprise. And then he barked back. Like,
you know,
he
the dialogue
like, yeah,
was
it was
so,
hard,
like,
and it wasn't even planned
if
to
you
that.
Knew them.
Yeah.
It was, like, legit. I almost was like, yo, is this, like, really
I thought
planned?
It was real.
Was it really planned? Because, like, she told me before. I already knew it was coming.
I, like, slammed.
But, like, No. When he made the comment, he's like, see, that's why I don't even get involved in your things. Because that's always happened. I was like, yo, I was sold. I thought they were really funny.
Me too.
I was like, oh, truly.
None of it was, legitly, none of it was planned. All I said to him was say this one line, and he went completely off script. He nailed it. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, hopefully that worked. What were you going to say?
I was going around slamming the doors, and I'm like, talking to Jess. I'm like, fuck that motherfucker.
When we went outside to smoke, Kaylee slammed the door.
Yeah, I slammed it right hard. And then I kept slamming it here. I'm like,
she's that motherfucker's fucking shit up.
Right. And mind y'all, after I seen Melissa's face, I slowly closed the door. Oh my god,
that was the funniest part of it.
Because I'm like, I don't want no parts of this.
All the listeners out there know how uncontrollable my laugh is. I just can't control it. It took everything in me when I saw that door, and I was trying not to make eye contact with her because I was looking at him to act mad, and I saw slowly that door closing. I mean, it was in the slowest fucking motion. I can't even explain it, but she was slowly closing it, and I wasn't sure if it was, I don't want to hear the fight that's about to go down, or I'm going to act like I didn't hear him say escape room.
Yeah.
Even though he was right outside the door and said it loud as hell, I'm going to act like maybe they're all so mad at him they won't notice my door was open as she slowly shut. Like, I'm not sure what was going through your mind, but it was
hilarious. I don't know why she did it slow.
I know, yeah.
Because I'm like, some shit's about to go down. I'm like, well, maybe they're going to finish talking about it. I didn't want to hear nothing else.
Yeah, true.
Something else potentially came out or up.
Fair enough.
And I'm like, well.
She's all slowly closing it, but putting her ear.
It's like when a door closes on fucking Paranormal Activity or something. One of those movies where it's like.
So we did not go to an escape room. At one point I looked at her and I said, well, sorry, Jess, that was a surprise. I know, we've already been to one, but it's a different theme. So, threw her off there. Because we have already gone to an escape room together.
Well.
And that will definitely come up on
for almost sure. All of us have been to an escape room.
That is correct.
I really want to do an escape room. And honestly, like I said before, I wasn't big on the rage rooms. I don't regret doing it because it probably saved me a fucking police charge tonight. But at the end of the day, I'm psyched for an escape room is more my speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And
I'm gonna get out.
We're not going to go into all those details now. Yeah. We'll end up telling that on our other show. But
no shame.
It was, you know what? The memories, I think, that were made that, I mean, we still laugh about some of the ridiculous shit we were doing in that room. But that was an awesome time. And I would highly recommend an escape room. It is fun. It's fun when you have a fun group of people with who don't go by yourself. Our only regret is that they didn't have a video that we could have purchased and so everybody could watch us make an ass out of ourselves that night.
Right.
It was that fun. So I would highly recommend that to you or any listener. But find a good one because I feel like ours wasn't, our theme wasn't great. We were at the beach. It was pirate.
The beach?
I don't know.
The fuck?
Yeah. Well,
oh, no. The one I saw, I want to go, okay, I'll tell you. I want to go to the one in Manhattan.
What's
There's
the theme?
A crazy one. It's like a fucking bank thing.
Oh.
And you got to get out.
Yeah,
or else.
Fun.
Yeah, and you got to break out of the vault before the place blows up and stuff.
Okay.
If you don't get it, you die. It's like a countdown. There's a bomb in the room. And that's the whole theme.
There's actually a Saw-themed one in Vegas.
Wow. Oh, that shit sounds
That would be fucking
fun.
Yeah, I bet you
I would like that one
fun.
Even
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
That sounds even better than the New York one.
Yeah, we don't have those high class ones around here in North Carolina. But a nice themed one would be really, really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We're about to go to do that Grinch one we initially wanted to do, but they talked us out of it because they're like, the kid one. Everybody cracks that.
It's for kids.
It's for kids. Yeah, it's only 20 minutes.
So
but for your first experience, it's just fun to... Nobody had been to an escape room, if I'm not mistaken, right? So we didn't know what to do and what to do. You know what I mean? So, I mean, for a start off, that might have been a good start off, but anyway, so.
That's it.
But anyway, so we had a good time. We had a good time.
It was. It was good. I mean, like I said, I think it did de-stress me because that's not my normal reaction.
Right.
When somebody, like, pops off, like, I almost, like, didn't even hear him. That's how much I ignored him.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Nobody's killing my vibe.
Right.
I'm going to go get the juice and leave.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's what you did.
Right.
But, like, man, anybody who knows me.
You're welcome.
Most of the listeners that do it, like, I usually would have said something.
No, I agree.
No, but I think if you want to unleash anything, like anger, stress, anything, that's a great thing to do.
Yeah. And it's fun just to do with people you love.
Yeah, of course.
Take everything else out. Anytime you can make a memory like that with someone you love and your people close to you, it's a fun thing to do with them, to have that experience together.
Right.
You know, it is. It's fun to do. I mean,
right. It's getting a little emotional.
No, I mean, I wouldn't go in there alone, you know, but to go in there with people you just have fun with is.
It was a fun, I mean, the group there was fun. Like, everybody there is, like, people that I could definitely fuck with and have fun with.
Yeah. You mean us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you could have just said that. I mean, you're like, everyone there, like, yeah. He meant to us.
I did.
I
just met Jess and Jim, but we're in the back seat and fucking vibing, and we're chilling. We're chilling in the back seat. We're doing dance moves, you know?
Hey,
yeah.
That is right.
And me and Kay had our front seat
party
dance moves.
Yeah,
for met. It's our first episode, too.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's our first episode, and unfortunately, it's... All good things must come to an end, because can you believe we're at time already?
We're going to do another episode with this panel.
Absolutely. We're going to merge them again.
We'll figure out, like,
we're going to do another, we're going to do other collabs with Humorous and No Shame in Our Game, so we'll take advantage of the fact while Vin is here.
Yeah.
And again, all of it is for you, Mike.
You know what would be good if we could do, like, some kind of game or something? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But that would be a good one for this panel, I think, a game or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
But whatever, you know, we always promise, and then, you know, it's going to be a fucking serious episode about relationships and all fucking sappy and soggy and shit.
Well, that's how Humorous goes down, but I don't know, ladies, what do you think? I think,
What's that lady? What the fuck is that, man? Look at Switzerland, Berlin, Japan. Dude, tell them. Did you tell them?
No.
All right, listen. International shit.
You're international.
This is international shit. You can see the listeners are all the way out there. All right? They got fucking people in Germany holding signs about me.
We've been off the air so long.
Me.
We've been off the air so long, the listeners don't even know what the fuck
I know.
So
we're
about.
Listeners.
They're
probably
gone.
Fucking died at this point.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. COVID, you know. Maybe
dude. Come on.
Maybe a couple people shit the bed on the pandemic.
As always, you can find this episode and all other episodes on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and our
Google Play
website, www.humorouspodcast.com. Actually, Ben, we've been off the air so long, Google Play doesn't exist anymore.
All right. What do you mean it doesn't exist?
Not
I have
for
Google
music,
Play.
Not for music.
All right.
They actually were bought out by YouTube Music, so you could probably maybe find us there. I don't fucking know.
The one time I tried to fucking come in on the fucking Google Play.
That's why it's not
I tried to
channel.
Get a little play.
You do I you. I do me. You do you, bro. I do me.
All right. Well.
This is Mal.
And Ben.
Hey. And Jess.
And we'll talk to you next time.
I'm Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Mike. I just want you to know that you'll be in our hearts and in our thoughts every single day that you're gone, and hopefully you'll be able to listen to these episodes every week, and it'll make you feel like you're back home with us. I cannot wait till you get back so I can hug you, and I love you very much. Be safe.
Hey, Mike, it's Vin. I just wanted to wish you a safe deployment on your journeys, and hopefully I'll be seeing you when you get back. And speaking of back, I won't play it off with mine being blown out again to cook whatever meal I'll be preparing for you guys. Hopefully it won't be too long. Can't wait to see you.
Hey, Mike, it's Artie and Jamie.
Hey, Mike.
Wishing you well on your deployments and hoping we see you soon when you get back.
Hi, Mike, this is John
and Sammy.
We just wanted to wish you a safe trip to where you're going this week, and just let you know that we're in your prayers and also our thoughts, and hopefully everything will go well, and just say that while you're away, we will be in thoughts and prayers for a safe return home. Okay, we'll talk to you when you get back. See you soon.
Okay, see you, Mike. We love you.
What's up, Mike? It's Daniel. Good luck on your deployment. We'll be thinking about you. Hope you make it home safe.
Hey, Mike. It's your boy, Travis. Just want to say, hope you stay safe. Hope you have a good time on your little trip. And we're going to miss you. Can't wait for you to get back, and we'll hang out, do some more trips. Maybe not In-N-Out, though. That was kind of lackluster. But, yeah, stay safe.
Hey, man. It's Wee Wee.
And Kitty.
A.K.A. Nats and Kendall. We hope you have a safe but fun adventure. Don't drink too many rippets. Are those even a thing anymore? Anyways, stay safe. We love you.
Hey, Mike, it's Jess. Just wanted to wish you safe travels. We are rooting for you and praying for you back on the home front. We love you.
Hey, Mike, I heard you're going away for a bit. I wish you a successful trip, and you'll be missed and thought of all the time from everybody, me and your family. Just come back safe and be well. Love you. Take care.
Hi, Mike. Grandma wishes you safe travels. Hurry it back to the beauty, cutie, and little beauty. We all will be waiting here for your return. Grandma loves you so very much. Safe travels.
Hi, Mike. This is Jake. I just want to wish you safe travels while you're gone. While we're going to be with Brittany, Hunter, and Raylan, we're going to be missing you the whole time. I love you.
Hey, Mike. I know you're going away, and I just wanted to say I hope you have a good time there at the very least, and we'll all be missing you.
Hey, Mike. Be safe out there. Good luck. We love you.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to wish you good luck on the deployment. Be safe, and I love you.
Hey, Mike, it's Kay. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. I hope you have the best time and a safe trip.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, babe. We just wanted to say that we love you and we miss you, and we hope you're doing well. We'll talk to you soon.
I love you, Dad. I love you.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy? It's Dad. Tell you what, it takes a lot to do what you do. I am very proud of you. I remember the good times, like when you put the pie in my face with Grandma there. You got me. All I could do is remember that. But I also remember the times that when we were at your house and you were He-Man, and me, you, and little Brian turn around and split that bed frame in half as a campfire. It was all good. Let me tell you something. You're a good man. I thank you for what you do for the United States.
A few minutes later.
I know you're a good father figure and a good husband. Have fun on your deployment. Be safe. I'll always love you. I know you're so far away that I can't get to you that quick. But anytime you guys need help or anything, I will try to do what I can for you and your family, especially my daughter, you, and my grandkids. I love you. I'll miss you. You come home safe to your family. That's the only thing that counts.
Many hours later.
But what I'm telling you is I'm very proud of you for the achievements that you've done, that I've missed, and everything like that. You are a hero in my eyes. You are a hero in your kids' eyes and your wife's eyes. Everybody in this family, you're a heroine. I can't wait to see you guys again. I can't wait to see you again. Even though you're taller than me, which I don't like. But that's okay. That's okay. But, my son, let me tell you something. I love you to death. And what little time we have together, I cherish every time. And I will see you soon. I love you. Be safe. Come back safe. That's all we want. I love you.